So we're talking to your average pilot who's flown into Air Venture, Dave Coulier, who's an actor and comic. There's this little TV show called Full House that's kind of made you a household name.
Yes, a full household name, and now it's Fuller House on Netflix. We're the number one show on Netflix right now, worldwide. It's been the Energizer Bunny of TV sitcoms, and to be back, now we're at Warner Brothers, back on Stage 24, where we shot the original show. Friends took our stage after us. And then it was a show called Mike and Molly with Melissa McCarthy. And now we're back at Warner Brothers shooting the same show on the same stage where we shot the original Full House. And I have to tell you, it's sometimes I just have to pinch myself and say, you know, people always say, you know, once you move out of your childhood home, you can never go back home again. We all got to go back home, which is pretty remarkable.
Are you feeling that in the way the cast is sort of interacting and kind of reconnecting?
You know, we never were apart from each other. We're kind of a dysfunctional real family off camera as well. We have never been apart. We have barbecues. And, you know, the other really nice thing is that they truly are my family members. We've been through marriages, divorces, births, deaths, you know, becoming a hit show to being a canceled show on ABC. To this rebirth, it's like the Phoenix, you know, we suddenly just rose from the ashes and we're back on TV.
Now, our crack research team are all college interns. The research that they did suggested that you might have started flying before you started acting. Is that true?
Yes. My dad worked at Chrysler, and his buddy had a Cessna 170. And every Sunday morning, if I wasn't playing ice hockey, my dad was sneaking out of the house. And I was like, where's my dad going every Sunday? So I got up one Sunday at like 5 a.m. and I said, Dad, where are you going? He goes, why don't you come with me? And we went, and when those hangar doors opened and I saw Mr. Pencil, his last name was Pencil, P-E-N-S-Y-L. And so I went up, and when I saw those hangars open and I saw that aqua painted 170 sitting there, I just, my jaw dropped. And I remember sitting in the back seat, and when we lifted off, it was the most amazing feeling in the world, and I never forgot that feeling. Then I got my license when I was 18 years old, just outside of Detroit, at a place, the airport's closed now, got developed into a subdivision, Fraser Airport, and or McKinley Airport in Fraser, Michigan, and it was started by a guy named Doc McKinley, who was a doctor, and he lived on the field, and that's where I got my certificate.
Wow. And then the acting came later.
Acting came much later. I had a partner in crime. I still have a partner in crime. We've been best friends. Mark Sandrowski and I have been best friends since third grade. And Mark and I, we used to write sketches and do Monty Python humor and listen to comedy records, George Carlin and Richard Pryor. And we were always doing comedy. We went to the same Catholic school together, same all-boys Catholic high school together. And so we were the two clowns. We were always clowning around. And now Mark has directed every episode of The Big Bang Theory television series. And so it's really funny to know someone from third grade, and now he was directing a show called According to Jim, and I was guest starring. And we're sitting in two director's chairs, and we're taking a little five-minute break. And a PA came up to us, very attractive young lady, and she said, Mr. Sandrowski, Mr. Coulier, can I get you gentlemen anything? And I just looked at Marco. We both had the same thought at the same time, yeah. Which was, hey, you two idiots from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, what are you doing in the director's chairs? Get out of here! So you know, I started acting much later. I was a stand-up comic and did The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson when I was 24. And then Full House came. I was 27 years old, and I was supposed to go to New York and be on Saturday Night Live, but even before I got hired and fired in the same week, and I never made it to New York.
Wow.
But had I gone to New York and done Saturday Night Live, I would have never received the pilot script for Full House.
Yeah. So. Now, you talked about a friend that you've had for a long time. How about acting friends who are pilots? Is there a sort of a fraternity there?
Yeah, a fellow comedian, Will Schreiner, who lives in Florida. Will's dad was Herb Schreiner, who is a very big Catskills comedian. Will flies. Frank Welker is I'm based in Whiteman Airport in Los Angeles, and Frank Welker is the voice of Scooby-Doo. He's across from me. I've known Frank forever. We worked on the Muppet Babies cartoon with Jim Henson, and he flies. Kurt Russell, I saw here the first time that I was here. I bump into him once in a while. We actually took a ride with my son on the blimp that year. And being part of this, you know, the Hat in the Ring Society for AOPA has been really, I'm honored, first of all, that they, you know, chose me to be one of the Hat in the Ring members. And it's really nice to be able to just go around and extol the virtues and the positives about general aviation. It's kind of a really cool thing that I get to do.
Now, our research also picked up something about one way that you might have used general aviation in an unconventional way, and that is flying to work where you live and work in the same, more or less, city.
That story's out there? I can't believe that story's out there. Yes.
Told you they were good.
Wow, they are really a crack team. When I was living in Santa Monica, I had to drive to Burbank on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles. And if any of your listeners have ever been on the 405 during rush hour, it is really an hour to go about 15 miles. And so I got tired of it. So I thought, well, why don't I just fly from Santa Monica to Burbank? And it was 9 minutes from wheels up to wheels down. And I thought, this sure beats the hour-long drive sitting in traffic. So I got to our Full House stage, and our stage manager says, hey, I walked by your parking spot. Where's your car? And I said, oh, I flew. He goes, you what? And I said, I flew here. It only took me 9 minutes, wheels up to wheels down. He goes, you're kidding me. And I said, no, isn't that great? He goes, no, it's not great. And I said, why? He goes, because Warner Brothers has a Lloyd's of London life insurance policy on you, and I don't think flying yourself to work is in that, you know, is covered by that. So then the producers, our executive producers, Tom Miller, Bob Boyette, and Jeff Franklin, walked onto the stage about a half hour later, and they said, can we talk to you for a second? I thought it was the greatest idea in the world. I'm like, man, this is a really cool thing. I got to fly to work, but I didn't get to fly to work ever again.
So there are lots of names you could have quoted, right, of you know, celebrities who have flown
absolutely.
As part of work?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Johnny Carson used to fly in a helicopter from his house in Malibu to NBC. And I thought, wait, if Johnny Carson can do it, what the heck?
Yeah, because it wasn't a single pilot helicopter. Because I don't see Johnny Carson having built a Robinson. But you know.
No, they didn't. Robinson didn't exist back then.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We've been talking with Dave Coulier, who is a comedian and actor, probably best known for his role as Uncle Joey on Full House. And a member of that crack research team is Katie Halter, who's an alumni volunteer with EAA Radio. We established earlier today that Katie was not living when the first season was on the air.
My goodness. You know, if you realize if you married someone with the last name of Top, you'd be Katie Halter Top.
I'll work on that.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, one of those hyphenated, you know, married names.
Yeah, I could do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. What was your question again? Because I was thinking of that joke the entire time, and it went over like a Led Zeppelin.
Well, I was just curious how many times you've been here and how many times you've camped out underneath your plane.
This is my third time being here. I've been here each time with my son. I meet my son here. It's the first time I've flown here myself. And it's the first time that I've camped here. And it was raining pretty hard just a few moments ago, so I might have worn the wrong shoes to go back to the camping area and slosh through the
mud. You'll be in great company, though, you know?
I will.
You're not alone, that's for sure.
Speaking of that company, if this is your first time camping in Oshkosh, then I got to ask you, how anonymous have you been able to stay?
I've been tweeting and Instagramming, and now some people are starting to catch on. And
so you aren't really going for the covert presence then?
Well, you know, I was wearing a baseball cap and sunglasses just because it was hot and sunny.
Yeah,
you know? So
that helps.
When I do that, you know, people just walk right by me, which is great. I love being anonymous. But I'll tell you a funny story. The guys who were camping next to me get on the bus, and I'm with my son, and the one guy says, oh, I'm so excited. I'm such a huge Full House fan, and I heard Dave Coulier's here. And I'm wearing my glasses and my baseball cap, and my son just bursts out laughing. And so I thought, wait, is this guy putting me on? He's putting me on right now. And the other guy goes, yeah, I know. And man, you know, your daughter's going to flip. He's like, I have to get a selfie with him. I have a six-year-old daughter. And man, it would like totally, I'd be the best dad, the hero of the year if I did this. And I said, well, I'll take a selfie with you. And he goes, what? I go, I'll take a selfie with you. And he goes, what are you talking about? And I go, well, I get recognized a lot too, and he goes, well, who are you? And I go, I'm Jeff Daniels.
There it is.
Jeff Daniels.
I see that
and
now.
The other guy goes, you are Jeff Daniels. And I'm like, yeah, right? And I took my hat off of my glasses, and I went and I said to the guy, I just looked at him, I go, don't worry, I'll give her an autograph. And he goes, oh man. And the other guy goes, uh-oh. And he goes, yeah, I got to take my foot out of my mouth right now. So that was pretty funny. And then, you know, we befriended and sat around joking, and they were just two great guys from New York, flew a Cirrus here. And same thing with the guys flying a 170 next to me on the other side. The one guy says, who are all these people coming up to you all the time? And I said, oh, I'm Jeff Daniels. You know, they've seen Dumb and Dumber. And the guy goes, yeah, you... are you dumb or dumber? I can never figure it out. So, yeah.
Okay, so the anonymity thing, it works differently than I expected, but it sounds like it's working for you.
I have fun with it, you know, but it's not like, you know, I just don't want to go up to be a, hi, Dave Coulier, Full House, all right. You know, it's like, hi, what'd you fly here? You know, it's but the people here have been just great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Dave Coulier, actor and comedian, well known for his role on Full House and now Fuller House on Netflix. Second season is in production or coming?
Third season is about to wrap up. I directed last week's show, actually, called Surrogate City. And I directed our Christmas episode, the first season, and I'll be directing some more and some other sitcoms. It's nice to be on the other side of the camera. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your week at Oshkosh, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. You guys are a blast. And there you have it, Jeff Daniels.
For EAA Radio, I'm Stuck Mike.